Just a few short days before Yom Kippur, the question is, what can we do to prepare for the Yom HaKadosh? What kind of perspective should we have to be able to do a tshuva shleima? The Torah at the end of this week's parasha makes a frightening statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there'll come a time that Klal Yisrael are not going to be shomer Torah mitzvahs properly. They're going to serve Avodah Zarah. Vazavani behefers b'si ha-shakarati ito, they're going to be made for the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah. And what's the response going to be? Says the pasuk, v'chor api bo b'yamahu v'azavtim v'starti panay mehem v'hoyalecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be master panay mehem, I'm going to hide my face from Klal Yisrael. U'mitza'u ros rabos v'tzoros. And terrible things, chalila, are going to happen. V'yanochi haster aster panay b'yamahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says again, I'm going to be master panay from Klal Yisrael. This is a pasuk that appears after the Tochacha. The Tochacha is in Parshas Kisavo, where the Torah delineates Chalila, the terrible klolos that can happen if we don't observe the mitzvahs properly. But here the Torah says very simply, what's the onesh? What's going to happen if we don't act properly? V'starti ponai mehem. Anochi haster aster ponai mehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be master ponim. I'm going to show you, I'm going to hide my face from you. The Torah seems to be saying that the greatest onesh that we can have for not being shomer Torah mitzvahs properly, the greatest onesh a person can experience for being over on the Ratzon Hashem, is having a hest upon him. Having a hest upon him. Having HaKadosh Baruch Hu hide his face from us. We see from this a fundamental yesod, that all of the brachas of life, all of the tov of this world, comes from a ha'oras ponim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining his face upon us. Smiling at us, kaviyachol. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, Ba'or Pnei Melech Chaim. Chaim, what's the source of life? How do we all have life? Ba'or Pnei Melech. If we have a shine from the face of the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines his face on us, that's what gives us chaim. In the bracha of Sim Shalom at the end of the Shemona Esrei, after we have all of the bakashas, back and forth, exactly what we need, we ask for so many different things, what do we say? What's the final bracha? Sim Shalom, Tova, Vracha, etc. What's the final bracha? What are we really asking for? That is the final word. Because that's really everything. All of the brachas of life come be'or panecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he shines his light upon us, if he shines his face upon us, if he smiles at us, the Chafetz Chaim used to say, what's the ha'oras panim? What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines his face. He doesn't have a face. The answer is he smiles at us. You can feel that. You can feel if he's happy with you. That's what we ask for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be happy with us. He should smile at us, kaviyacha. He should shine his face upon us, and through that we'll have all the brachas of life. When there's a hest upon him, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face, then the opposite occurs. Then we have a lack of bracha. Because if all the bracha in life comes from a ha'oras upon him, then the lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shining his face, that's the worst onesh. That's the hest upon him that prevents bracha from coming. That's what the Torah is talking about in this week's parsha. Hest upon him. Hest upon him is the greatest onesh. You know, sometimes we feel it's so difficult to do tshuva. How can we get started and there are so many details, so many averas that we have to work on, so many midos that we have to work on? It's so difficult to do tshuva on every prat to prat, on every detail. But be'emes, if you think about it for a moment, tshuva is really one thing. The ikar of tshuva is realizing that tshuva is about a relationship. It's about realizing that by straying from the proper derech, we've damaged our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've weakened our connection with Him. And by doing tshuva, we can strengthen that special relationship. We talk about this loving relationship a lot in the Tfilas of the Yom Narayim. Avinu Malkeinu, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, and we're going to be held accountable for our actions. At the same time, Avinu, we also feel that he's our father. We ask for rachamim, we ask for mercy, that he should deal with us as a son, like a father deals with a son. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mamid b'mishpat, the entire world in kevanim, in kavadim, we said on Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? It means that there are different ways of being mamid b'mishpat. You can be mamid as b'mishpat, kavadim, he's our master, we're his servants. Look, if a slave doesn't act properly, then the master can punish the slave. But we say in Kevanim, maybe we'll be zocher to be dealt with like children. You know, even if a father is angry at the son, but he shows a love for the son. He has rachmanis for his son. So that's what we ask. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis with us as well. Of all the piyutim of Yom Kippur, perhaps the one that strikes us, that strikes the tzibur, that elicits a certain emotion in the tzibur, is Ki Onu Amecha. What do we say? Slach Lanu, Mechal Lanu, Ki Onu Amecha, Ve'ata Elokeinu, Onu Banecha, Ve'ata Avinu, Onu Rayasecha, Ve'ata Dodeinu. It talks about the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. We speak of this relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we hope that He will remember that as well, that He'll be slach lanu, that He'll forgive us because He loves us so much. But the emes is, it's not about rachmanis. Appreciating the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just about asking for mercy. It's about us recognizing that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, then we should want to respond to love Him as well, by loving Him as well. Tshuva is not about escaping punishment. That's tshuva mi'ira. That's not the tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. What He really wants from us is tshuva me'ahava. He wants us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love Him, to want a relationship with Him. Sometimes we feel estranged. We don't feel that closeness. But that's what tshuva is about. Tshuva is about not simply making amends for particular averas, for different improper actions and behaviors and midos that we've had, but rather it's about a relationship. That's really what it's about. This idea can be a game changer. Because if a person really loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll look for ways to do Ratzon Hashem. He won't just be interested in staying out of trouble. He'll try to do as much as he can to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy with him. Just like a son who loves his father will do whatever he can to make the father happy. Because he loves the father. And he wants to do what makes the father happy. If a person develops that kind of attitude, then automatically everything changes. His midos will change. His actions will change. His perspective on life will change. His goals will change. Everything changes. Because if a person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he wants a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to feel happy with him. That's the ultimate type of tshuva. That's what we're striving for. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be happy with us. We want Him to be meir panim toward us. And the way to get a ha'aras panim, the way to get extra bracha, is by showing our love for Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to value our special connection with Him. Each one of us should be zoche to do a tshuva shleima, a tshuva me'ahava. And hopefully by doing that type of tshuva, we'll all be zoche to a marchas imatova, to a shnas chayim shalom.